This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea said Saturday it had conducted a crucial test at a satellite launch facility to bolster its reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. This comes just weeks ahead of the country's self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to provide more concessions in nuclear negotiations amid its threats to resume long-range missiles or nuclear tests. The Korean Central News Agency did not say what was tested Saturday and did not include pictures. However, it said the tests occurred at the satellite launching ground where North Korea, a week before, said it conducted another very important test, apparently, of a rocket engine. Now, North Korea has launched 13 rounds of short or medium-range missiles since June. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending U.S. President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court said Friday it will hear President Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. It's a major confrontation between the president and Congress. It also could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. This is VOA News.